Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
Ecclesiastes 7:10. Say not thou. Don't say this. That's what he said. Say not thou. What is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning these. He said, don't consider the good old days, because the best days are before you. You may be seated. God has a great plan for you, a great future for you. The Bible says in Jeremiah that he knows his plan for you. It's a plan of success and not failure. The will of God for you is to be victorious in every dimension of your life. But unfortunately, we must realize, and so many people do not understand this, that the will of God is seldom done. If that were not true, Christ would not have taught us in his Lord's Prayer that we would pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The will of God is seldom done. Every time there's a hurricane, a tornado, a catastrophe, well-meaning, misguided, theological, destitute people get on there and say, well, all things work for a reason. God's in control. God did this for a reason. That's simply because they do not know God. They don't understand God. They don't understand the plan of God. God has a great, great future for you. But if you do not corroborate, if you do not cooperate, that future will never come to pass. God is more interested in your future than he is anything else about you. When Jesus was approached by the woman taking the act of adultery, go and sin no more is the theme. That's not what we talk about. He was talking about our future. I want your life to be different than it has been. When he met the woman at the well, it was about her future. Everything that God is talking about is about your future. God loves to talk about the future because God has a great future. His kingdom has a great future, and his plan is a great future for you if you will say yea and amen to his promises. Conversely, the devil hates the future. Why is that? Because the devil doesn't have a future. He has no future. And he wants to wreck your future. There's a great sin in the Bible called coveting. What is that? That is the hatred of people having things you don't have. Somebody has a nicer car, and so you have an animosity toward them. That's coveting. And the devil has a coveting spirit against your future because he doesn't have a future. And so he wants to do everything that he can to sabotage your future. He cannot do that unless you cooperate. There is set before you blessing and cursing. If you collaborate with the devil, your future is cursing. If you cooperate with God, your future is blessing. 2022 is going to be the most blessed year of my life. I declare it. I call it. It is the will of God. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. I'm talking about defeating the two thieves of your future. There are lots of things the devil does, but there are two real spears of attack that he launches against the believer. To destroy their future. The future is all we have. The past is just a memory. And the older we get, the more we hearken back to the good old days. The memory gets more vivid as the true facts of the past become more blurred. I'm a much better athlete today in my mind than I ever was. That's just what time does to you. And I am aware of that. It's called nostalgia, thinking back in the past, saying, well, it used to be so good. It's not that good anymore. Solomon warns us of this pattern. What is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely. Why is it a negative thing to sit and revel in nostalgia? It steals our future. The apostle emphasizes the ability to blot out the past was a great key to his success and to reaching his present and future goals. It's all right to have a fleeting memory. It's not just terrible to talk about the past because you can be grateful, but it's a terrible thing when you begin to say the past is better than the future because it is an assault on the power of God to chart your future. And so when he says, I count myself to not to have apprehended, but one thing he said, I'm an expert at. He said, I'm an expert at this. I can blot out the past. The city of Philippi at the time of this particular writing by the Apostle Paul, when he wrote this passage, it was considered the gateway to Europe. The city was named after Philip of Macedonia, who was the father of Alexander the Great. Philippi was, by all possible points of view, a miniature Rome. And by evangelizing Philippi, Paul knew that the gospel would be carried to Rome because it was the gateway to Rome. So he's saying, no matter what happens in the past, I've got a target, I've got a goal, I've got a calling for this year that I'm living in. No matter what happened to you in 2021, good, bad, or indifferent, ladies and gentlemen, you need to put that on the shelf because God's got a plan for you. Nostalgia is the loss of the future in the pursuit of the past. And no matter how much you pursue the past, you'll never gain the past again. Nostalgia is one of the two thieves of your future. The prophet Zephaniah identifies it as a death sentence. And it came to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the people that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. Settling on your lees. Don't create anything new. Savor the leaves, the dregs, the leftovers, the past. The best is over. The best is past. I've preached my best sermon. I've sang my greatest song. I've offered my most powerful praise. I've won my most souls. All of those things are in the past. And that's exactly where the devil wants to put you, lost in your path, lost in the terrible dregs of nostalgia. The reason I love the best is yet to come, it is a declaration of my faith in God, that God is capable of creating a better future than my past is, no matter how great it is. Nostalgia is an acute sin, sentimental, belonging to the past, either one's own past or a past time in history, where we just sit and think, well, the best days are over. Ladies and gentlemen, my God has never been anticlimactic. He never starts with the best and dwindles to the worst. He always starts with the smallest and increases to the greatest. And God wants to do the very same thing in your life. The devil revels in nostalgia because he doesn't have a past, and he wants to drag you into that place. If you read Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 15, it's an amazing description of this person called Satan. What a glorious past that he had, but he lost it all. And so because of that, he wants to live in the past. He revels in nostalgia, and he wants to live in a time that no longer exists. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot live in the past. We can't live in a time that no longer exists. I've told you the story about somebody approaching me and saying, Pastor, I don't like our church as well as I used to. I liked it when everybody sat, when every man wore a suit, and when we sang these kind of songs. And I said to the gentleman that is about my age, sir, you get no argument with me because I agree with you. But the churches that you and I like now run less than 50 because they're living in the past. You simply cannot live in the past. God has called you not to the past, but he's called you to this generation. And so you cannot dwell in the nostalgia of the past and say, I'm going to be victorious. It simply does not happen. The devil wants to live in a time that no longer exists, and he wants you to join him there. He does that by paralyzing people with the past. Be thankful and acknowledge a great past. Nothing wrong with that. Great experiences, great victories of the past. Nothing wrong with that. It's called gratitude. But refusing to leave the nostalgia of the past is to deny your future and forfeit the great victories of now faith. One of the great declarations of faith is to embrace the good news of today. Today is the day of salvation. It is now faith. Now are we the sons of God. And so one of the great weapons of the devil is to make you think that your past is better than your future. That's simply not the will of God. God is never anticlimactic. No matter what God has done in your life in 2021 or 2015 or 2010, I can promise you that God's plan for you is bigger and better and greater in 2022 than it's been any year of your life. But you have to collaborate with God. You have to agree with God, or you will find yourself living in the past where there is not really a life at all. Nostalgia and condemnation are the two great thieves of your future. Talking about what has happened. Lot's wife looked back, longing for the good old days. It cost her family. It cost her life. And it cost her future. I said a few moments ago that nostalgia was one of the two thieves of our future, orchestrated by Satan. There is a second. Nostalgia is one, and the second is regret. I just regret the decisions I made. I just regret the mistakes that I made. I just regret the things that I've done in the past. Regret the overwhelming sadness of mistakes of the past, the desire to want to go back and fix things of days gone by. We call it regrets. The Bible calls it condemnation. It is the second greatest weapon in the arsenal of the devil to keep us tethered to the past, robbing us of our great future that God has prepared for us. Those great plans of victory and those great plans of accomplishment and not defeat that God has. Because the adversary's destiny is settled and he can never be redeemed, the devil absolutely hates redemption. But ladies and gentlemen, when Christ looked at his creation called mankind, he offered us this thing called redemption, and that means no matter what happened in the past, God can fix it in the present. That's the kind of God that we serve. He has the ability to rewrite our life. The devil cannot rewrite his story, so he does not want you to rewrite your story. He hates that our story can be rewritten, but it can be written every day. If God's mercy is new every morning, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. As the author and the finisher, he can afford limitless rewrites. He can change the ending time and time again until we get it right. A just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Seven, the number of perfection. Seven times the righteous man falls. He's not really given us a number. He's given us perfection. 70 times seven, Christ would talk about forgiving your brother. The righteous, what he's really saying is the righteous falleth innumerable times, but he never quits getting back up. The father of liars wants to drag you back to the past by condemnation, back to every failure, back to every mistake, back to every bad decision, back to every sin, back to every disappointment, back to every sickness, back to every pain, back to every loss of 2021. But I, like the Apostle Paul at Philippi, refuse to be a prisoner of the past. Brother, I count myself not to have apprehended, but the best is yet to come. This one thing I do is I put my accomplishments behind me and say, I will not say I've done my best. My best is yet to be done. Praise God. I'm going to be more than I've ever been. it becomes a little bit more challenged with age. But there's still that spirit that says, give me this mountain. I have this one thing. I put it behind me. The best is yet to come. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. That means good and bad. I just refuse to be a prisoner of the past. I am now a son of God. I have now faith. What I have seen has been great, but not as great as what I am about to see. Number two, the Apostle Paul said, I'm forgetting the negativity of the past. I'm forgetting the fact, the Apostle Paul, that I held the clothes of the men that stoned Stephen to death. You say, Pastor, you don't know my sin. Have you ever held the clothes of the people that were stoning Billy Graham to death? If you haven't done that, then your sin does not compare with the Apostle Paul. But he said, I forget those things which are behind me. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil wants you to sin, not just for the moment, but so that he can regurgitate it over and over and over again. That every time you get a hold, he pries your hand loose. Every time he takes your step, he moves a foot back. That's the devil's plan, is to keep you in the past. But ladies and gentlemen, let me point you to a Christ that has authored redemption. And redemption means you can start again, you can start fresh, and the power of your past is diminished to absolutely nothing because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit that is in you. And so Paul was saying, I forget that I held the coats while they stoned Stephen to death. I'm forgetting that when I came to Christ that I had in my possessions letters of threats and slaughterings of Christians and I was going to kill them. I put that behind me. I don't know what your biggest failure of 2021 is, but I can tell you if you will subscribe to the redeeming power of Christ, it simply does not matter. God is greater than your worst sin. God is greater than your biggest mistake. Shake off the past and say, thank you, God, today that I have a clean slate, a new tablet, praise God. I have a pencil that has been sharpened to a point, and I'm ready to write a new story. God can rewrite your story because it hasn't gone to the publisher yet, and he is the author and the finisher of your faith. And so I am reaching forth unto those things which are before me. He is saying, number three, I am stretching forward to the things of the future. That's what God is calling you to do. But as long as you're lost in the past, either celebrating your victories or failing to realize that God has forgiven you, and you're lost in the past, you will not stretch. But God wants you to stretch in 2022. He wants you to say things you've never said, confess things you've never confessed. He wants you to stretch out and take hold of things that you've never touched before. God wants you to accomplish things that you've never, ever accomplished before. God wants you to chart a brand new course. I'm stretching forward. You never stretch back. You always stretch forward. I'm stretching forward to the things of the future, the Apostle Paul said. Ladies and gentlemen, I am constantly stretching forward. I don't care what my age is. My God is not a prisoner of chronological age. He is a God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God is speaking to the youngest in the building and the oldest in the building, saying, I want to do something in your life I've never done before. I am the God of increase, and my increase never ceases. It continues to grow. I am the God that exceeds abundance. You say, God has already blessed me abundantly, Pastor. It doesn't matter. God wants to exceed the abundance of your life. Don't let past failures or past successes chain you to the past. Stand up and declare, I'm going forward. I'm going to see things I've never seen before. I'm going to possess lands I've never possessed before. I'm going to influence people I've never influenced before because God is for me. And as we hurry toward the mark, you know what I've always wondered about football? They get down to the last 2 minutes, those superstars, and they play amazingly. I wonder why they don't play that way the whole game. It's simply impossible. And it's also true with us that as we come down to the rapture, as we come down to the last days of the church of the living God is going to be exceptional. We're going to do more. There's a 2-minute warning that's gone off. And praise God, we've got to get it in the end zone. We're in the red zone now. It's time we go forward, but we can't do it chained to the past. They say the mark of a great quarterback is when he can recover from an interception that he has just thrown and block it from his mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I beg of you, do not wallow in your darkest moment. Do not wallow in your weakest moment. Do not wallow in your greatest mistake. Say, my God is greater. There is a God that is saying to you right now, there is a God that is saying to you right now, I want to take you into a future that I have got designed for you. And God is saying to us, this is a new day and this is a new hour. There are only three people that can destroy your future through condemnation. Number one is the devil. The devil can destroy your future condemnation. But in Revelation 12:10, he said, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. The Bible said in this same chapter, the devil, knowing that his time is short, will come down with all vengeance. Ladies and gentlemen, the heat of the devil is going to be greater than it's ever been. And you must match it with the greatest faith you've ever had. And said, it doesn't matter what's in my past, because Christ is now a wall between me and my past. His blood has blotted out my mistakes and my sins, never ever to be remembered again. The only three people that can condemn your future is the devil, and the second would be Jesus Christ. Christ could condemn you for what's happened in your life, but the Bible declares this, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And Jesus said to the woman taken in the act of adultery, God sent not let, where are their condemners? No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Christ did not come to condemn you. He came to redeem you. He came to prepare you for a future in which you cannot even imagine. God's got exploits planned for you. God's got victories designed for you in 2022. God has got things that are prepared for you that you've never tasted, never embraced. Waters so deep that you could not wade in them. And the devil is trying his very best to have you to say the good old days, to live in the nostalgia of the past. Talk about when you were 16 or 26 and how this was that and how great it was. That's a lie of the devil. It wasn't that great. He's blotted your mind. He has dimmed your vision, and you're saying it's greater than it was. It was not that great. The devil is a liar. Your greatest day is now. Your greatest day is before you. God is equipping you. God is anointing you. God's brought you to the kingdom of God for such a time as this. You need to get up every morning and say, thank you, God, for placing me in the century and the year of 2022. It's going to be the best year of my life. And the third person that can condemn you and destroy your future is you. Number one, you have to decide. People talk about the world like there's nothing they can do about it. When I was a young teenager, I went to church with about 15 or 20 young people in our church. And there was a set of twins in our church. They were related to the pastor. And they were good kids, great kids. When we were about 16 years of age, they came under the influence of somebody, some preacher. Preachers can be so destructive to your future if you do not hold them accountable to the Word of God. It's your responsibility to hold your preacher accountable to the Word of God. If you hear him say something that is wrong with the Word of God, dismiss it from your mind or even challenge him. But they heard a preacher, and his message was the doctrine of predestination. And his theme on the doctrine of predestination was that God's got a certain group of people that he's going to save. And those that he's going to save can't be lost. But it's only a certain group. And if you're not in that group, you can't be saved. When they heard that message, those people that had been young people that had been so faithful to God in their teenage years and faithful to the church, faithful in prayer, faithful in relationship with God, it dawned on them in their deception. It doesn't matter what we do. We're either saved or lost by the will of God. Remember, the will of God is seldom done. But they decided if it was the will of God for them to be saved, they couldn't be lost. If it was the will of God for them to be lost, they couldn't be saved. Both of them died in their early years, in their 40s or their 50s. And they all died. They both died with no relationship to God whatsoever. They allowed the condemner to come in and steal their future. I absolutely refused to let the devil steal my future by condemning me. The greatest temptation I have is to look back in my life because I'm so blessed and say, I wish it was like that. It's not like that, Steve, and it's never going to be like that again. But God's got a better plan, a better way, a more exciting challenge for you in the last trimester of your life. There is a future that God has set before you, and everybody in this building, God has designed an amazing future for you. But the devil got up this morning, and his number one plan is take nostalgia or to take condemnation and rob you of your future because he doesn't have a future. He doesn't want you to have a future. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I refuse to let the devil, either by nostalgia or condemnation, to wreck my future. For God said, if your heart condemns you, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, then we have confidence toward God. I refuse to let my heart be condemned, and my confidence is in God, that God is greater than my sin, that God is greater than my depression, that God is greater than my fear, that God is greater than my fallings, that God is greater than my failings. His mercy and his plan of salvation is all compassing, and there's nothing the devil can do except make me condemn in my heart myself and say it's over. You failed. You haven't reached your potential. You should have done this. You should have been there. You should have said this. You should have embraced that. Devil, you are a liar. I am, as Joel said, living my best life now, but praise God, it's going to get better and better and better and better. And whatsoever we ask, if we condemn not ourselves on our hearts, we receive of him. Ladies and gentlemen, can I beseech you to thank God for what he's done, but ask him for things he has never done. For God is not a God that says, don't ask for more. My mama used to give me a dime and say, don't ask for more. And then it was a quarter, and then it was a dollar, and then it was $10. And then when I was at college, she'd drive over there with Daddy, and they had a little money. All the other kids were going. Their life was better. And she'd take me down to the store and buy me suits so I'd look good, her little preacher boy. It got better and better and better. That was my mama. How many people know you had a great mama, but your God is greater? And my mama just kept increasing things to me, but praise God, God is going to give me increase in my life, and he wants me to ask for more and more. This is your year of prosperity. This is your year of receiving from God. Ask God for more. Condemn not yourself. The devil wants to point to you every time you ask God for something and say you don't deserve it. That's the reason I don't pray in the name of Steve or the name of Joe Biden or the name of anybody except Jesus. When I pray in the name of Jesus because my heart does not condemn me, which gives me great confidence in God that whatever I ask in the name of Jesus, it will come to pass. 2022 is your future, the best year of your life. Embrace it. Collaborate with God's plan for your future and see what God will do. For God said, I know the thoughts that I have toward you, and thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God's got an expectation for you. Do you have an expectation for God? Do you Do you expect God to come into your life today like he has never been? Do you expect the heavens to roll back and a blessing be poured out that you have to share, you cannot contain? Are you expecting an overflow this year? Are you expecting a harvest that you have never seen? The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former house, saith the Lord of hosts. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause come down for you the former rain, or the former blessing, and the latter blessing in the first month. Ladies and gentlemen, God's got a real objective, and that is that your future would be so blessed that everybody, enemy and friend, family and foe, that knows you will acknowledge God's hand on them. They've served God, and payday has come. Look what the Lord is doing. God has an objective, and that is to reach this world with salvation. And there's no better way to reach this world than to bless you to the place that people see you blessed and say, I'm going to inquire of their Lord. I'm going to inquire of their church. I'm going to inquire of their way of living. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil wants to destroy your future, but you've got a God that has designed a future for you that is beyond your thoughts and your imagination. You need to jump up today and claim the promise of Almighty God and say, God, I proclaim that you're a good God. You've been good in the past, but not as good as you're going to be in the future. I've been blessed coming in, but I'm going to be more blessed going out. I've been blessed as a child, but I'm going to be more blessed as an adult. I've been blessed as an adult, but I'm going to be blessed more in my last days. God is doing something in my life, and every day, no matter what comes from the White House or the State House, no matter what they say in this world, I'm going to get up and say, my God is good all the time. Look what the Lord has done. He has brought me out to bring me in. He has blessed me beyond my imagination. My cup runneth over. The best is not behind me. The best is yet to become. My past is not greater than my future. My future is greater than my past. I believe that with all of my heart. And I believe that we are going to experience miracles at Living Way Church that are going to astound the devil and are going to cause people to come to the Christ that we serve. It is a great day. It's a great day. It's a great day. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Would everybody in this building lift both hands and give the Lord a major praise for what God is about to do in your life. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Is there anybody in this building right now that wants to step out of your pew, walk down to this aisle, and say, I am claiming the greatest days of my life are in 2022. I am now cooperating with God's plan. My future is going to be unlimited, that God is going to break the barriers, that God is going to increase beyond my imagination, that God is going to use me greater than I've ever been used. Can you believe that? Can you confess that? Can you have it as an experience in your life? When I listen to this world and their negativity, it's a tangible thing. But I refuse to be like the world. You know, the greatest thing that ever happened to me, when I got a revelation of the Word of God, Sister Jean, you would identify with, come out and be separate. And I was raised with the best people in the world, but they had some limitations in their understanding. Come out and be separate. That meant you'd wear no jewelry. If you were a woman, you wouldn't cut your hair. If you was a man, you wouldn't wear a beard. That was our separation. And we lived with that. It wasn't very exciting. But when I got a revelation from God, come out and be separate. Separated from the curse. This world is living under a curse. But Jesus became the curse for me, Gina. When I got that revelation that I was now the blessed because of Christ, it changed my life. Instead of getting up expecting bad news, I got up every morning expecting good news. instead of me expecting to be overdrawn on my checking account, I began to believe that I'd have to take a little of that money in my checking account and put it in a savings account. There was just more there in my checking account than I needed. It changed my entire philosophy of life when I realized I was separated to be blessed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Living Way Church is separated to be blessed in 2022. That is our future, and that is your future, and you need to get up every day claiming it. And friend, when you turn on that news, I can promise you that their lead-in will be negative every time. Becky's trying to help me, and she hadn't quite got me there. I still watch the news. Sister Becky will not watch the news. Not only that, Mark, she won't let me tell her what I saw on the news. I said, Becky, you know what I saw on the news? She said, wait just a minute, Steve. Why do you think I don't watch the news? I don't want to hear the news. Because I promise you, the news is not going to feed into your future. It's going to take you back and say, oh, I wish it was like it was in 2010. It's going to make you melancholy. It's going to make you nostalgic. Try to go back. You can't go back. It's not going to lead you into a better future. But if you will read the Word of God, if you will stand on God's Word, if you'll pray and hear God speak to your spirit, you'll realize my future is going to be better than it's ever been. Amen. Amen. Sister Rachel, your future is going to be better than it's ever been. I know it's tough, but praise God. God is greater in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm calling it in, Lord, for this church. I'm calling in, praise God. Do you have any idea what a blessing you are? Praise God. If you knew what a blessing you are to people, brother, you would just get up every day rejoicing of who God has made you. But the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. God's got a great future for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call it done. I call it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, God's blessed you, Charlie. But not as much as He's going to bless you in Jesus' name. Oh, Sister Chris, your ministry is going to get bigger. Your blessings are going to get stronger in the name of Jesus. This marriage is going to be blessed. God's going to do great things in your lives in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of 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 Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, darling. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. God's got an amazing plan for you. An amazing plan. Plug into God's plan. Your life will be changed forever. Plug into God's plan. Plug into God's plan. It's a plan of blessing, a plan of success, a plan of acquisition in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Unchain her from her past. Loose her and let her go. Lord, let her receive what you have designed for her in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus, in your name. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Lord. Lord, unveil the future. Unveil the future. Let it be manifest. Let them agree, touching the will of God for their future in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We call it done, Lord. We call it done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The future is great. Pastor Brandon's been talking about the transfer of wealth. I'm in a real estate deal now with a broker from San Marcos, Texas, that's with a group that has $200 million of foreign money that they have to spend in 2022. And they are looking at some of what we hold. Praise God. I am calling it in. I'm saying my future is greater than my past. God is about to do a great thing, not just for this church, but in your life personally. If you have a second mile offering, lift it up. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, right now we bring it to you, knowing, God, that this is just a token of what our faith says is about to happen in our life. In Jesus' name, I call it done. God bless you. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for being here today. And I want you to defeat the devil, because the devil is very, very upset of what God has done in your life, but he's even more upset what the Lord is about to do in your life. Don't weaken. Don't quit. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't get a bad attitude. Don't get negative. Don't get a chip on your shoulder. Don't listen to the news and say everything is bad. Oh, friend, we are living in Goshen, and God wants to do something in our midst that's never been done. Give the Lord a big praise. God bless you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.